Blog Talk Radio.
Creation, my birth. I thank you, Father, for my being here, my existence.
And that is the bottom line. Hallelujah. Well, it's Thursday night. It's 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, and 6 o'clock Pacific. And you are here with the Warfare Hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank God for you. We thank God for this opportunity. And as we always do about this time, time to prepare for war. Listen, let's get our thank yous out of the way. We first thank God for everyone who's online, and we thank God for everyone who is on the line. You have reached the Warfare Hour on blogtalkradio.com/Kingdom Builders International. And while I'm at it, I want to thank God for Kingdom Builders International and Kingdom Daughters, that they have continually been supportive in our efforts to share with you what the Lord has shared with us. We thank God for Prophetess Teresa, for Evangelist Hannah, for Minister Tammy. We thank God for Living Way Christian Center. We thank God for the I didn't forget. We thank God for the intercessors. We cannot leave out the intercessors, because they have not left us out at all. They continue to pray for us, and they continue to get to strengthen us in our time, in this time that we have to share with you. I want to thank God for Living Way Christian Center and Apostle Leonard Emmons. Because we thank God that we have the opportunity to emanate this signal from the Living Way Christian Center at 235 West 40th Avenue in the City of Glory, also known as the City of Gary, Indiana. I thank God personally for the ministry of Living Way Christian Center. I thank God personally for the ministry of the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International Ministry, with Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson. We thank God for him being led of the Holy Ghost to ask us to ask me to join with him in this journey that we've been taking. I thank God for Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries and all of those who are involved with Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. We thank God for you all the time. I want to say welcome to you, to those who are on the line for the first time. We thank God that the person who suggested us to you made an impression that allowed that caused you to want to come hear what the Lord has shared with us, so that we can share it with you. And I want to thank God for all of you who are returning to get another plate. Hallelujah. For God has truly been feeding us, he has been nourishing us, and he has been keeping us strong. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done for us. But I would truly, 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 truly be remiss if I did not shut my mouth long enough for you to hear from the Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson.
Thank you, man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And again, we just give honor to all that is doing us, each and every one of you that is listening on tonight. This is a time of year where folks are celebrating, getting ready for a holiday that's been a traditional a way of looking at things for many, many millennia. And it's a time where people run into some circumstances and situations that put them in a position to be sad instead of glad. Glad instead of sad. It puts them in a position of confusion, spending money that you don't have, putting you in a position of wanting to get something for somebody. Do something for somebody that you hadn't thought about doing nothing for all year long. Supposedly everybody's in a jolly time, jolly spirit at this time of the year. But there's also some of us that this is the saddest time of the year for us because we don't have money. We're not near the ones that we love. I was in the service for 20 years in the United States Air Force. That was a glorious time for me. I learned a whole lot. It really molded and guided me to some things that I was unaware of in life. I've been to a lot of different places. But after I got out is when the truth really hit me about many things. But one of the things that this time of year was sad for me was because I was all into Santa Claus and Christmas, and I was all into being with my family and having that turkey and that chicken and that duck and the goose and all the fixings and everything. And there I was in the Philippines, and there I was in Korea, and there I was somewhere where I was 8,000, 9,000, even 10,000 miles away, some place that I had flown for 17, 18, maybe even 19 hours at a time before I actually got to my destination, away from what I knew to be comfortable. And there was no one there but my comrades. And most of them had shore leave or whatever. They was on their way home to be with their folks. But I had foolishly used up all my time and my money. And so I had to stay at the location where I was and be sad. It was a time when I was a single man and I had desires of having girlfriends or whatever. And I didn't have a girlfriend at the time. And I was that far away from my family. And so I did what most of us do. I turned to those things that have other spirits in them. Since I was in the military, I didn't really have access or I was too afraid to deal with drugs such as marijuana and mescaline and cocaine like some of my other comrades did, but I didn't have no problem drinking. So I drowned my sorrows in the choice of spirits that was available to me at the time, the ones that I enjoyed. And what I'm saying is, and I'm not glorifying anything, is that what got us to the point that we had to draw on, put ourselves in such a stupor, or put ourselves in such a series of expectations, that we went from glad to sad, from sad to glad, sometimes even in the same day. Well, we want to kind of just touch on some of that on tonight. We've been hoodwinked, men and women of God. We've been bamboozled. We've been actually lied to. And a lot of things that's happened is we have not studied ourselves, and therefore we believed the hype. We believe what we saw. And nowadays, they got Facebook, Twitter, all kinds of social media to where all of our men and women of God are caught up in the hype as well. Here's what I want to say to you. God gave us a mandate. He told us to do some things that we've kind of gotten away from, and that kind of contributed to how we were led into this deceitfulness that's been included in our lives. Psalms 82 says, God standing in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. And we've gone over Psalms 82 on more than one occasion. And so this should be new to you, but we're going there to let you see something that the church has fallen short of, and it has caused us to have great misfortune. Verse 2 says, how long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? And then it has a word in there that's very misunderstood. Generally, you're not even supposed to say the word, but I'm saying it to give emphasis to the word and to tell you what the word means. That word is tefillah, which actually means pause, meditate, think on what it is you just read. What we just read was how long will ye, meaning us, judge unjustly and accept the curses of the wicked. We're to think on that. And while you're thinking on that, turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 8. That's your reference for that. Verse 3 says, defend the poor and fatherless. That's what our mandate in the earth is. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. If we don't look out for those that can't look out for themselves, who is going to look out for them? We're not to go to the welfare systems and the things that are in place, particularly in the United States now. The church was designed to do that. Verse 5, they know not, neither will they understand. They is the judges that we left in place back up in verse 2. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. That is the key verse right there. All of the foundations of the earth are out of course. You'll find through searching the scriptures that around 1890, the year 1890, the United States began to celebrate Christmas for the first time. As a matter of fact, 200 years prior to that, we were one of the only countries that did not celebrate Christmas. And we'll talk about a little bit of some of the reasons why a little later on in the podcast. But what has happened is the popes of that time frame allowed pagan holidays and Christian days to be intermingled. And unfortunately, and this is where the controversy is going to come in, they made arrangements that all of the festivals and holidays that were associated with Christendom were incorporated at the same time that the pagan holidays were placed in place. And the only reason that they did it was simple greed. They wanted to have more people come to church to give them a great opportunity to convert them over. Sounded good at the time. But what has happened is, when one of them went over so well that they said, let's get all of them. And we've been in a hoodwinked position ever since. Verse 6, I have said, ye are God. This is God talking to us. I have said, which means if he said it, nobody else can take it away. And all of you are children of the Most High. All of you that believe in me are children of mine. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. The only prince that I know of is the prince of darkness, the prince of the air, Satan, used to be the anointed cherub. Verse 8, arise, O God, and that's God talking to us now. Judge the earth. He's telling us to judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations. In order for us to be able to inherit the wealth of the nations, we have to put ourselves in a position to be righteous judges on the earth, which means we got to right some wrongs. We got to stand up for those things that are true. And we got to say some things that are unpopular. If you would join with me, open thine mine eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. Psalms 119 and verse 18. We implore that you would get you some writing material, get you some pencils and paper, and be prepared to hear what thus says the Lord. As always, we need you to know who we are. We are Warriors for Christ, House of Prayer Church International. We are the Warfare Hour. We are here to equip you with those things that God has given us and left here on the earth and the keys to the kingdom. He's left us many things. We've been talking about those things for over a year, and every week we try to give you more information, more ammunition for you to be able to fight the good fight of faith. Today is no different. And we want you to have a glorious time in the Lord every day of the year. And so that starts with knowing the truth. Everything that we say, we believe that to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all these things shall be added unto us. That's those everyday things that we talk about. We believe that if we ask, we shall receive. If we seek, that we shall receive. We believe that if we knock, the door shall be open. We also believe that failure is not an option. Regardless of what happens after tonight's podcast, we have not failed in doing those things that God has allowed us to do on and in the earth. He expects us, because we trust in him with all our heart, we lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge him so that he can lead God and direct our paths. And we implore you to do as we attempt to do all the time, which is to study to show ourselves approved, not unto you, not unto our pastors or anyone else, but unto God, a workman. Workmen mean that we're not standing still. We're not standing behind the pews. We're out in the streets. We're going to where the people need to hear what it is that we have to say, just like we're doing in this podcast. We're studying to show ourselves to prove unto God a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. He said for us to search the scriptures and for us to put ourselves in a situation that our own soul salvation comes from us doing what we're supposed to do, our own due diligence. We love you. We adore you. This is the City of Glory, and we've been having some things going on here in the City of Glory, better known as Gary, Indiana. And our mayor, bless her heart, has sent out a call to the National Guard and to the state troopers to come in and do something that in 2007, a handful of churches got together and started doing something about. We prayed that Gary, Indiana, would no longer be the murder capital of the world. And in 2007, 2008, up through now, we have not had that distinction. But I say this to you, men and women of God. It's that time again for us to get on our knees and to get on our faces and to go to our Father. Because he said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves. Humbling yourself is knowing the truth, men and women of God. Humble themselves and pray. Pray for the truth. And seek God's face. And turn from our wicked ways. Right now, God does not recognize many of us because we think we know him. And guess what? If he came back today, he would not recognize what we call the church, because it's not the church that he left here over 2,000 years ago. But it says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, that's number one. Pray, number two. Seek my face, number three. And finally, turn from their wicked ways, four. Those four things are key, because he said then, only then, will he heal the land? Will he hear from heaven? Grant our wishes and forgive our sins, and he'll heal the land. And we're telling you that, men and women of God, because some stuff we're going to be bringing up today is controversial, is downright, it's going to downright anger some folks. It angered me because I said all of these years, I know these men and women of God that I trust, that I love, that I've been under, knew the truth. Why did they not tell me? But I cannot stand here as Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson and tell you a lie that I know to be truth. So all I can do is pray. And my job is to plant and to water. I pray to God that you that have an ear will hear. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. My God. My God. People of God, last week we discussed briefly the idolatry that is rampant in the earth, especially in America. We talked about what we call the Shema of God, which is the law of God. And the very first statement in that law is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." That's in Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting at verse 4 and ending at verse 9. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord with thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Verse 7, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when you sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." Our job is to emanate the love of God in the earth. I'm going to be real quick about this, but as part of our New Testament or New Covenant responsibility, Jesus said that the way to show that we are his disciples is that we love one another. That means that all of this judgmental stuff that people are dealing with needs to go sit back in the back seat. Not saying that we should not reprove and rebuke, because that's what the word is for. The word of God is for us to correct, reprove, rebuke. But all of that, you know, and admonish, but all of that is to be done in the spirit of love or the spirit of God, because God is love. We cannot in any way go before the Father, God our Father, and be okay with the fact that we have been worshiping other gods. We have been operating in or partaking in festivals that worship other gods, doing things that bring detriment to our witness. We can't do that. And I'm talking to myself first.
Amen.
We can't do that. People of God, beloved, we cannot afford to misrepresent God the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son, the Anointed One. We cannot afford to misrepresent him by saying that what we do and how we behave is representative of his love and his law. Because the first thing we have to remember is the Lord our God is one Lord. He He's one. He's not many. We don't observe what's known as polytheistic thought, which means we worship multiple or many gods or many spirits.
And we do realize that occasionally things are going to happen to us. Things are going to get in the way.
There's no law against this stuff. There's no law against this. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, goodness, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. This is the fruit of the, these are the fruits of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. So if you're compassionate, you know, and so if we don't operate in the fruit of the Spirit, we cannot say that we are disciples of God, because part of the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love embodies so much. Love embodies so much that I couldn't even begin to explain it to you in the time allotted to us tonight. So when you start worshiping or when you start putting more emphasis on anything but God, on anything but God. I'm not going to try to go into all of the detail we went into last week. But if you put emphasis more on anything than you do the love of the Father or your love for the Father, you are now operating in idolatry. We went through the definitions last week. Did all of that. Well, love, it's just that simple. Anything that you make important to remember, to worship, to adore, or adorn, which is simply to decorate as a god, is an idol. And you are now committing idolatry. And don't think I'm judging, because we've all done it at one time or another. We've all done it at one time or another. But we have the opportunity today. Apostle, you want to say something?
Yes. The man of God talked about last week, in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verse 6 has some references. And verse 6 references is Isaiah, the 51st chapter, and verse 7, Isaiah 51:7. And basically, if you go there, we need to admit a little something here to let you know where we're going to say, these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. See, first of all, this was a command of God that we should love the Lord, you know, love him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. If we don't love him with all that, then he commanded us to do that, and he gave emphasis. You know, he said by everything, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we are to find and make sure that we find a reference. Where else is it said? The same. Where is the same thing being said somewhere else?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can tell you. I can
and
tell you.
So Isaiah 51:7. You got it?
You want me reading the
No, I got it.
No, someone in the Amplified.
Isaiah 51:7 say, "Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their reveling."
This is where we're going. You can't be afraid of what man, your next door neighbor, going to say.
Noah said for 365 years it's going to rain. They said, "You crazy as heck." Some of them said, y'all know he crazy. He building a boat on dry land near no water. They said, "No, not only that, he talking about it's going to rain. What's rain?" Why? Because it had never rained before. See, men and women of God, sometimes you got to be the leader. You got to stand out. You got to be the one that goes against the grain. You got to be the one that's going to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Like the movie with Jack Nicholson when he was, it's called A Few Good Men. And the defense attorneys said, "I want you to tell the truth." He said, "Do you really?" He said, "I want the truth." He said, "You can't handle. You can't handle the truth." Some of the stuff we're going to say tonight, men and women of God, unfortunately, you may or may not be able to handle it because it's that controversial. Because we unfortunately, not many of us as men and women of God, but we've learned to believe the lie. It's so much easier to believe a lie than it is the truth. The truth is far from us. Especially when you really don't know God. Now, unfortunately, there's many of us that know God, but because we believe those that was over us, we believe that more than we did about the word that told us to study. And that's why we're going back into this word to make sure that you know you do need to study. Verse 8 in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, says, "And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes." Frontlets between thine eyes means it's going to be directly in your face. You're wearing glasses. It's going to be magnified to you. But the reference is Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 3, and Proverbs, the 7th chapter, verse 3. So if you go there with me, I want you to see what God is saying about it. This is not what Apostle Carlton Earl got to say about it. This is not what Prophet this is not what we're saying. This is what God's saying tonight.
I got Proverbs 3.
Go ahead.
Where the Bible says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee." I'm going to read it in both of them. Bind, that means, you know, tie around, connected to, bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Let me go into the Amplified real quick. Let not mercy and kindness, shutting out all hatred and selfishness, and truth, shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy and falsehood, forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart.
Go back to the hypocrisy and falsehood.
Mm-hmm.
Elaborating in, let's get this.
Hypocrisy is simply hypocrisy and falsehood synonymous. Hypocrisy is simply saying one thing and doing another. You're living a lie. in some way, we have all believed the lie. We have all lied about something. We've all said something and behaved in a different manner. We have. We have. It's just that simple. Falsehood. Falsehood is a lie. We have lived the lie in one aspect, or in public, and then suffered with the truth in private. Then there are times where the lie becomes the truth in your own mind. Why am I saying things like this? Well, I saw something today after I got some information, Papa.
Okay.
I got some information on a radio program that I was listening to, and I had to go find out for myself.
Okay.
Because you can't just believe everything somebody says. So I had to go find out for myself. And I saw it for myself, and I found out for myself, and I didn't know what to say. Beloved, there is now a Bible in print. It is out there for, well, that is in favor of homosexuality. It's just that simple. There is a Bible called, and it's so blasphemously called the Queen James Edition. I didn't know what to say about it. But it's the truth. I had to do the research. I did the research and I found out that it's true. It's been existed. And what it does is it has tweaked the scripture, so they say, so that homosexuality is now favorable in the Bible. That is hypocrisy. Because we all know that the Bible clearly declares that homosexuality is in Leviticus 18 and 22 clearly states, lie not with mankind as you would with womankind. Well, this is an abomination. We talk about what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, and we talk about in Romans chapter 1, verses like 25 through 27, how Paul described these things. The same popular, but it's the truth. Like in the movie The Matrix, Morpheus said, "I never said it'd be easy. I just said it'd be the truth." We have prayer to do. We can no longer deal with this thing sitting down or lying down. It is time for us to come to repentance about so many things. And it's time for us, first off, to repent for the acceptance of the lie. Repent for living the lie. All of us. If this don't show you that the enemy is running rampant, if he's going berserk, I don't know what else is going to show you. Here.
Here's where we're going. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1. One of the few times in the Old Testament where pastor is even written. It says, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, said the Lord." Verse 2. "Therefore, thus said the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock, and driven them away. Right now, people don't even want to come to church. We talked about that a few weeks ago. And have not visited them. Our sickness in so many churches right now is absolutely pathetic because we're not going back and doing what God told us to do, which was to lay hands on the sick, to raise the dead, and to cast out devils. And the reason that we're not casting out devils is because we're afraid to, because we weren't taught how to, many of us. And so now we're really into now deliverance and deliverance manuals and all kinds of things. And one of the things that made it like that was the apostles and the prophets were taken out of the church. It's time to talk about the real deal. Amen. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. You're not, and visiting them is not saying, you're not telling them the truth. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing. You're finding that many other, a lot of pastors are running into a woe, and they're having some calamities that didn't befall men of God.
Right.
And it's beginning to happen within the church community. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith the Lord, and I will gather the remnants of my flock. I'm getting back my people out of all the countries and the nations, whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase, and I will set up shepherds, new pastors, over them, which shall feed them what I give them to feed them. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Where are we going? We've been fed some stuff that it's time to really just say something about it. There's several controversial topics, and we're going to be touching on many of them over the next few months if we're still on the air. Hallelujah. But many of our holidays have been infused with pagan holidays, and we've been miscued about some of the key issues in our lives. And we've taught our children, and the scriptures tell us that we was not to teach our children. We've taught that our children what our mothers taught us, what our teachers taught us, and it's time for us to right the wrongs. So there's several controversial statements that we're going to be talking about, and we need to just touch on them on tonight, because this is the time of the year where folks think they're doing the best that they can do, but they're really putting themselves in a position to facilitate an even greater untruth.
Amen. In certain times, we especially this time of the year, we run like, well, for lack of a better word, we run like crazy trying to do things for people that really don't please God. It's just ridiculous how we have fallen so far away from God in the celebration of these holidays. We have fallen so far away from God in the way we treat one another. We have fallen so far away from God. We wait till December. We want to start being nice to everybody. We wait till December. We want to start treating people kindly. And I'm talking about myself. So don't feel in any way that I'm judging you. I'm talking about me. We feel like, you know, this is a time of year where we operate in, what do they call it? The spirit of Christmas.
That's what it is.
But it ain't the Holy Spirit. The spirit of Christmas is not holy. Historically speaking, biblically speaking, the spirit of Christmas is not holy. That is not the Holy Spirit. That is a pagan spirit, a pagan deity, and one of the names he goes by is Yule. One of the other names he goes by is Odin. He goes by so many names.
Mithra. But all of this is demonic. Christmas is not a holiday for believers. It's not. Can I read something to him real quick? Okay, listen. The Christmas Almanac, I want you to hear this. The Christmas Almanac, 1944 edition, says Saturnalia and the Calends were celebrations most familiar to early Christians, December 17th through the 24th, and January 1st through the 3rd. Okay? But the tradition of celebrating December 25th as Christ's birthday came to the Romans from Persia. Mithra, M as in Michael, I-T-H-R-A, Mithra, the Persian god of light and sacred contacts, was born out of a rock on December 25th. Rome was famous for its flirtations with strange gods and cults, and in the 3rd century, Aurelian established the festival of Dies Invicti Solis, the day of the invincible sun, on December 25th, the winter solstice. That's what we call it. People have tried to hide the pagan worship of the winter solstice behind Jesus Christ. So instead of dealing with the fact that it's not Christ's birthday, we celebrate the what's known as the rebirth of the S-U-N, the ball of fire in the sky. But it's the shortest day of the year. Yeah, you have the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year, and then you have the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year. And there are celebrations dedicated to these 2 days. We have been lied to, people of God. We have been lied to. And we continue to allow demonic presences and spirits to infiltrate our daily lives. Let me see if this sounds familiar to you. Okay? During this time, slaves were given temporary freedom to say and do what they liked, and certain moral restrictions were eased, moral restrictions. The streets were infected with a Mardi Gras madness, and mock king was chosen, Saturnalia Penseus. The seasonal greeting, Io Saturnalia, was heard everywhere. Presents were freely exchanged, principally wax candles and little clay dolls. The cult statue of Saturn himself, traditionally bound at the feet with woolen bands, was untied, presumably to come out and enjoy the fun. The influence of the Saturnalia upon Christmas and the New Year has been direct.
Several of the things that make it hard for us to believe some of the things that you're hearing now is we talk about the Christmas tree. We talk about different things, you know, the baby Jesus born in a manger. And those, there's a lot of significant truths that's been mixed in with untruths, and so it's hard for us to believe the untruths because they've been thrown in with the truth. Yes, he was born. Yes, he was. They went looking for a place to stay, and they couldn't find one. The reason they couldn't find one because the king at that time had an edict where a census, where people had to come back to their place of birth so that they could be counted for tax purposes. Now, people talk about the three wise men. And many of the nativity scenes that you see, and then, you know, this, you could just ride around your own neighborhoods. You're going to see three very well-dressed wise men kneeling before the nativity scene, and they have gifts. Well, the scriptures say that when there were some shepherds that was out in the field tending their flocks, and they saw the star, and they heard a voice from heaven saying that hark the herald, that the angels were singing, unto thee is born a king today. And they ran to where the sun was shining, the star was shining, and beheld the sun in the manger. And what they did, they brought gifts, the three gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And that's in
Luke chapter 2. It's the whole chapter, but what we're talking about starting at verse 8.
Beginning at verse 8. Now, let's go a little bit further. Let's go just a little bit further. What has happened is, when they talk about the wise men, let's tell some truths here. In the scriptures, when the king beheld the star, his prophets or soothsayers talked about the prophecy of that evil, what they called the evil star. And they said that the Messiah was going to be born, and he put out an edict to kill all the firstborn. Now, it's been told that he sent those wise men to hunt out the newborn and to come back and report to him. And I'm paraphrasing. But what happened was they said, okay, but they did something else. And by the time they actually got around to visiting Jesus, Jesus was already in a house. And he was in a manger, and the scriptures say he was in a house, which meant he was already in a place where he was established. And guess what? He was 2 years old by the time the wise men got to him. And they weren't wise, really wise men. They were called wise men because they studied the occult of magic. They were magi. They were wizards. They were good at performing supernatural works of art. And that's why they were considered wise. And so that's just a few of the things that make it hard for us to believe that we're not celebrating Christ's birthday. The only thing that in the scriptures that say anything that remotely talks about celebrating the birth of Christ is when the pastors or the shepherds were sent because he was born to give him gifts. But it never said for us to celebrate his birthday. But we have began to do that, which was some 2,000 years ago. It's not when we started doing that. Here in the United States, we started in 1890. And we was the last ones to give in. Just moving right along.
We're moving right along. We continue moving in this vein. We know that Jesus is the light of the world. You know, we know that. We know that he is the one who gives us our light. But December 25th, we talk about this December 25th. Yeah, we talk about December 25th and all that. December 25th in Rome, who, think about this now, the Roman Catholic Church is who instituted this whole celebrating Christmas on the 25th of December.
December 25th in Rome, as stated in the Encyclopedia Britannica, is the date of a pagan festival chosen as the birthday of the unconquered sun, Natalis Solis in Invis. It was a solstice. And it's supposedly the sun is the reborn given great.
Amen. And the other thing that is key to us finding out the truth is the scriptures tell us that John the Baptist is the cousin of Jesus. Mary, when she heard from the angel of God, told her that her cousin was with the child, and her cousin was barren. Her cousin was 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. And it says that the day of the conception of John the Baptist, when the Holy Spirit declared it to the father and the mother, said that he was conceived in the fourth month. You have to look at the Jewish calendar to determine when the fourth month. And regardless of whether you think it's March or April, when you add the month, with Jesus being placed in the womb of Mary at the 6 month mark, of John the Baptist being in the womb of his mother, because she went and visited her cousin, and the baby left in the womb because he recognized the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was present then. There was a 6 month time frame right then. And even then, with the scripture we just read to you about the star and the shepherds. Shepherds do not, they were out there during the time of harvest. Time of harvest is generally August through October. The 3 month time frame, which is the time of harvest. And he was born closer to the end of September. And so, men and women of God, one of the things that people say is, well, what, you don't celebrate Christ being born? You celebrate your own birthday of birth. But see, we're talking about his day of inception and his day of birth. Those are key times for the truth. And many of us have taken the holiday and the spirit of the holiday that we know now as Christmas. And we've said, oh, it's for the children. Well, we got some old bad news for you. Because remember we talking about the pagan holiday of Saturnalia was included or incorporated. And part of that came also from a German influence where we hear of Saint Nicholas or Santa Claus. And this camp,
yep,
what they did, that's where the Yule log, the tree itself, the mistletoe,
all kind of stuff,
the holly,
Yule cakes,
all of those things that we do, the giving of gifts, the candy, all of those things have been incorporated, and pretty much if you go and look at all of the holidays that we incorporate, candy, gifts, fertility, and symbols of fertility
is all included in many of the holidays that we celebrate. Let's take a look at Easter, where we got the bunny rabbit. Now, I'm not talking about for those of us that really just know that we are rooted and grounded and bound in the Holy Spirit, and you can't tell us anything because we know that God died, Jesus died. But we celebrate what? Good Friday. Again, you got to take a look at the Jewish calendar. They talk about it was 3 days and 3 nights in the bosom of Abraham. And they say he died during the time of the Passover. Well, again, you got to look at Jewish calendar for you to be able to see. And no matter what kind of math you come up with, Friday night to Sunday night is not 3 days. And it's surely not 3 days and 3 nights. So if he died on a Friday, then we just talking about what we're talking about, men and women of God. Because all of the things that's been happening is we've just been lied to about it. And we're going to go into those things over a period of time. But right now we want you to just know the truth. That first of all, yes, Jesus is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus.
So it's the God of the highest.
That is where our strength comes from, the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ of Nazareth. But his day of birth is not now. That's all we're saying. Don't hate us for that. Truth of the matter is this is not his time of birth. Therefore, we should not be celebrating it now. If we were going to celebrate it, we should be celebrating it at the time of his birth, which means we really should have studied well enough to know when that was. We are the ones that are at fault, not the pastors, not those that taught us. Place the blame where it needs to be. Well, hey, I did what mom and them taught me. Great. Hey, I did what my pastors and them taught me. Fantastic. Scriptures tell us to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Go ahead, man of God, take over.
Amen, amen. Work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. I mean, that's just the point. We have been lied to, ladies and gentlemen. Beloved, we have been lied to. Let me read one more thing to you, real quick, before Apostle closes us out. Let me read one more thing to you, real quick. And this is just. Let me read one more thing to you. Listen, the fact that Christmas was celebrated on the birthday of the unconquered Son gave the season a solar background connected with the calends of January, when houses were decorated with greenery and lights, and presents were given to children and the poor. To these solstitial observances were added the Germanic Celtic Yule rites when the Teutonic tribes penetrated into Gaul. Gaul is France. Gaul is now France. So when they penetrated into Gaul, Britain, and Central Europe, Yuletide brought its own tradition of feasting and mortuary customs. The word mortuary has everything to do with death. Whenever you hear the word mortuary or mort, it's death. Customs to combine with the Roman solstitial and traditional New Year rites. All of this is about celebrating the New Year. All this is about pagan worship of the new year with their new so-called promises. Special foods and good fellowship, the Yule log and Yule cakes, greenery and fir trees, waffling. Now, we didn't even know what waffling was, at least I didn't. So I went and looked up what waffling is. You would be surprised to know what waffling is. Waffling, which is W-A-F-F-A-I-L-I-N-G, wassailing, waffling, whatever you want to call it, is simply singing Christmas carols. So even that is not something we should be doing during this time of year, singing Christmas carols. Gifts
and greetings, all commemorated different aspects of this festive season. It's just that. One more little thing. Evergreens, as symbols of survival, have long association with Christmas festivities, probably dating from the 8th century, the 700s, when St. Boniface completed the Christianization of Germany and dedicated the fir tree to the Holy Child being Jesus, to replace the sacred oak of Odin. Now, Odin, real quick, is what we call a Norse god, the king of the Norse gods or the Germanic gods. That means everybody who lived in Switzerland, Finland, Greenland, Iceland, Germany, Belgium, all of these countries that speak some form of German, Odin was the king of their gods. Y'all know about Odin because if you watch things like The Avengers and Marvel Comics, different things, you know about Odin because Odin had a son. His son's name was Thor. So this stuff has been penetrating our culture forever. So all I'm saying is, the reason for establishing December 25th as Christmas are somewhat obscure. But it is usually held that day, that the day chosen was to correspond to pagan festivals that took place at the time of the winter solstice.
Amen. Men and women of God, first of all, we praise God for you for listening to us, for giving us this opportunity to incite your juices, your spiritual juices. But I want to give you a list of demons real quick that you may not know are demons. Just to show you how much we've been infiltrated. And we think that everything is okay. And my reference for cable is coming from the Deliverance Manual. Deliverance Ministry by Gene B. Moody. And it's commonly referred to as the Red Book. If you into kingdom mindedness, you heard some of these things before. But these are just some things that that's every day, there's demons in our life, but some of them we may not think are demons. Amen. The wishbone, ESP, yoga, hypnosis, incense. These are all demons, men and women of God. Pierced ears, horoscopes, signs of the zodiac, magic, Leviathan, tea leaf reading, secret organization and lodges. 8-ball smoking, chewing tobacco, dipping snuff, drinking alcohol, beverages, handwriting analysis. Yes. That's something, isn't it? Clairvoyance, telepathy, enchantments. Now, the Ankh is that thing that looks like a cross, but it's got a circle on the top. The peace sign, the Star of David, the so-called Star of David is a demon. The five-pointed star. And just a few more, just to let you know how far we've got. Martial arts. These are things that we don't pay attention to because everybody does playing cards, Confucianism, Hare Krishna, bingo gambling. Hallelujah. The Catholic Church had bingo halls all over the United States, playing cards, gambling, UFO, oh my God, dolls, oh yeah, I see somebody really mad now, fetishes, you got a foot fetish, that's a demon. Now, men and women of God, sun and moon worship, which is what we were talking about. We've given you over the last year the different keys to the kingdom. We've told you about fasting and prayer. wonderful keys. We told you about communion. We talk about communion every day, every week, not just on certain Sundays. We've talked to you about meditation. We've talked to you about the name of Jesus. We've talked to you about warfare. We've talked to you about communion. How key it is. And so there's many other things. There's so many weapons that the Lord has left. You know, loosing and binding the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. There's so many things that we've shared with you. We pray that you go back and look at some of the podcast, listen to the podcast, and we pray that you've taken some notes and maybe written some scriptures, written some sermons or something with some of the information that we provided with you that's been available. We just hit the planet to water. Men and women of God, I'm going to leave this with you before we open the lines, and that is when I was in church, in the Baptist church, we used to sing the Lord's Prayer. But before we read the Lord's Prayer, we used to say these words that I'm going to say. So I'm going to admonish you to say what you mean and mean what you say. Even if you make a mistake, come back and repent. We talked about repentance earlier. You must repent. When you make a mistake, hey, I made a mistake. We've been trying to be transparent with you through all of the things that we've done on this podcast, and today is no different. But we inquire, we pray that you, we beg you to do what you say and say what you do. In other words, if you're not going to say it, if you're not going to do it, don't say it. Don't put yourself in a position to be a hindrance to them that don't know Christ and want to know Christ. But what we used to say is, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We're saying that everything that I say, let it come from my heart, because I'm meditating on that thing, Lord. Would you please accept that? In other words, I really believe I'm telling the truth. Don't purposely go to the Lord or to anybody else with a lie. And that's what I want you to remember about tonight's podcast. Look the information up. We've always asked you to, you know, look up the information, you know, and make sure that, you know, hold us accountable. This is just some stuff we've been holding back on with, but we've been knowing all along. There's some other things as well, but you can only do so much, and we're going to just continue to plant and continue to water. Apostle Amos has talked on the subject of Christmas quite extensively. He's been teaching on it, as well as others. There's other men and women of God across the earth that have privy to the truth. But here's the key. Your pastor knows the truth. Your pastor has had access to the truth, just like I was able to find it. They've been to seminary, they've been to seminars and everything else. And they need to be held accountable, as we just read in the scriptures before we started. God is not mocked. He is going to pay back those that spread the flock. And he's going to give them to shepherds of his own, those that's going to tell the truth. And the time is nigh for us to tell the truth. It says what? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. We thank you for being with us on tonight. The lines are open if there's anyone still listening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The lines are open right now. You, please go ahead and feel free. If you're still here, feel free to tell us what you think. Let us know what's going on right now.
Well, praise the Lord. This is our prophetess Teresa, and again, as I was listening, you know, John 4:24, for God is a spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. So I encourage the listeners to get the scripture, search the scripture, you know, because as the men of God are teaching, you search the scriptures. Get your concordance out, and as they give biblical facts, go search. Get your research, your books, and any information that you don't have and you want a scripture base to it, come forth and ask so that they can give you scriptures on it. Because, and the Bible saying, all you're getting, get an understanding. And so I encourage you to seek truth. You know, just seek truth. And it doesn't matter what it costs you to give up. It doesn't matter. You just want truth, because God is a God of truth and not error. So I just want to, again, encourage all the listeners, and even those that want to listen to the broadcast later, that as you have listened to Apostle and Prophet Corey go forth with the word of God, I just pray that you seek the face of the Lord so that you can hear his voice and you can be able to try the spirit by the spirit. Then you'll know. You'll know that it's God. And again, we just want to, again, thank you, Apostle Clark and Richardson and Prophet Corey, and certainly we miss Prophet Matthew. But again, we have enjoyed the teaching, and certainly we've been blessed with the teaching as well. And I do want to just again thank everyone for tuning in, because we only have a few more moments on the broadcast. I think about 6 more minutes, and I don't know if there's anyone else that would like to have something to say, but I do want to do the announcements. But I want to open the lines up if there's anyone on the line that have a question, a statement, a comment that you would like to say. Please feel free to do so. Amen. Well, if it's okay, I would like to do the announcements at this time.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we want to just thank everyone for sowing into Kingdom Daughters, Kingdom Builders. We believe that the ministry is fertile ground, and the ministry seeks to do the will of our Lord while it is yet day. So your contributions will help us to advance our efforts within the kingdom. You know, the Bible saying Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given back to you. Given to you, good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. Well, with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And it's not just talking about finance. The word is talking about giving. As you give the word, as you give your time, and even those that are in the booth sacrificing their time to make sure this broadcast go forth, it shall be given back unto you. Your labor of love will not go unrewarded. And then I also want to just encourage the listeners to tune in to the soon-to-be 7 days a week intercessory prayer. We're now on 6 days a week at 5 a.m. Central Time. You can join in with prayer and prophetic intercession at area code 218-895-0280, passcode 7729, which is the word pray. And then we also have our first Saturday of the month, monthly empowerment, which is held at the Living Way Christian Center. Address is 235 West 40th Street, and that's in Gary, Indiana. So we encourage you to come out and join us for the December empowerment, and we'll keep you posted for a January date. Also, I want to encourage everyone to get the prayer petition that we have going forth to get prayer back in our schools. We're asking everyone to get a minimum of 100 signatures. If you don't have your prayer petition, we encourage you to email us or get a copy. You can email us at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com so we can get a prayer petition in your hand. April 2013, we plan to run with the prayer petitions to get it into the senator's hand, Congress hand, and to our president's hand to get prayer back into our schools. And also, don't forget our upcoming Apostolic Prophetic Conference, which will be in April and October. The April conference is in the Detroit, Michigan area. We're in the planning stages right now. We have confirmed the location. If you want more information for that, you can email us. We'll be glad to send you out a package. October will be in the city of Chicago, and we can also update you on that information as well. Then excited again, once again, we have a Sunday school broadcast that's coming every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Time. Mother Margie Phillips and Sister Doris Cowell are the instructors for that, and they will be bringing forth the teaching of the Word, and they'll be teaching the Sunday school lessons. So if you are not a Sunday school participant and you like going to Sunday school, feel free to come into our conference center at area code 218-895-0280. 7729 is the passcode. And the last announcement that I like to make is the streaming television. We have been doing the streaming television. We want to encourage everyone to email us for the information so that if you would like to come on the streaming television, we encourage you to contact us so we can set up what needs to be set up so your broadcast can be on Internet television. We are expanding. We have a monthly newsletter that will start January 2013, and you can register for that by going to the website, www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. And I believe that's all the announcements for now, but again, I want to encourage you to seek the truth, spiritual truth, so that you can be fulfilled in this earth. And when you pour out into others, you'll be pouring out truth. So we just want to encourage you to listen to the broadcast again and to archive. If you missed something, you can go back and you can listen again. And again, we'll be more than happy to touch base with you. If you have any questions, you can reach Apostle Clark and also Prophet Corey. I'm going to let them give out their contact information at this time.
Amen. You can reach us on Facebook, Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson. That's K-A-R-L-T-O-N-N, Earl Clark Richardson, facebook.com/. Or you can reach us at facebook.com, Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. Just look for us. Look for us and hit the like button and get in contact with us. Or you can Apostle, can they reach you by email?
Yes, you can reach me at Carlton Earl Clark Richardson at gmail.com or Carlton Clark at yahoo.com.
Amen. Or you can reach us at Kingdom Atmosphere, well, no, KAMinistry1@gmail.com, or you can reach us at atmosphereministries@gmail.com. Either way, we would love to hear from you. We would love to correspond with you. Apostle, you have anything you want to say in closing?
Well, we're just going to ask, man of God, that you would go ahead and close us out in prayer, and we only got a few minutes left. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity that we've been given to be a blessing to those who have
Amen. I believe he got disconnected. Well,
amen.
Father, we thank you for this hour of power, Lord God. We thank you for revelation knowledge coming forth. And, Father, we just ask you to open the minds, the ear gates, the hearts of your people, Father, so that your will can be done on this earth, Father. And I even ask you right now that you will cover the men of God with the blood of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against them prosper. Every tongue that rise up against them in judgment, Father, we condemn it, you condemn it, and they condemn it, and we consider it condemned in the name of Jesus. Father, we just reach out to you, and we thank you, Father, that you keep us covered with your divine protection. And, Father, we ask you to bless their household, bless everything that concerns them in the name of Jesus. Keep their minds in peace, their heart fulfilled, Lord God, with your love. And, Father, as we go about our way, Father, we just thank you for the warfare hour. And we thank you for Kingdom Atmosphere Ministries. Father, we ask you to increase them, increase what they desire. Let them have the desires of their heart as they are seeking your face in the name of Jesus. Father, we glorify you, we honor you, we magnify you. We love you, God, for who you are. In the mighty Master's name of Jesus, we say amen and glory to God.
Amen. Thank you for that covering prayer, woman of God. You always, we thank everyone for tuning in to this podcast on tonight. And we love you with the love of Christ. And it is our desire, our wish, our mandate that we have an open hand and that we give away freely what God has given us. We are the Warriors of Christ House of Prayer Church in the National, in the City of Glory. We believe that failure is not an option, that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We believe that as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all these things should be added up to us. We trust not in our own understanding. We do trust in the Lord with all our hearts. We don't lean to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge him, so that he can lead, guide, and direct our paths. We do believe in studying to show ourselves approved unto God, a worker that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously, dividing the word of truth. We pray that you have a wonderful next few days, next week, and be prepared to be with us on next Thursday.